Welcome to Splendid Speaking, speaking skills for advanced learners of English. This and other podcasts can be found at splendidspeaking.podomatic.com. This podcast features Jandrzej from Poland, who's aiming to pass CPE, Certificate of Proficiency in English, offered by Cambridge ESOL. This was our first meeting in Skype and the session was a getting to know you opportunity. An important skill to use in a situation where you're trying to showcase yourself or your English skills is the ability to give full answers to questions, particularly when closed yes-no questions are asked, such as do you, have you, is it, etc. To prepare for this interview, Jandrzej used Unit 2 of Splendid Speaking, which looks at strategies for answering questions fully. In particular, the use of examples to avoid replying simply with yes-no answers. As you listen, decide how well Jandrzej managed to do this. Did he give full answers, even to closed yes-no questions, such as do you think English is a difficult language to learn, or do you think studying in class is the best way to study? Finally, make a note of Jandrzej's use of English, which we'll look at in the feedback session after. Let's listen to Jandrzej. Apologies for the distortion at the end of the recording, which was due to interference on Skype. Okay, so this evening I'm speaking to Jandrzej. I hope the pronunciation is not too bad, Jandrzej.
Well, it's quite good. No
and you're from Poland, yes?
Yes, I'm from Poland, Gdańsk.
Okay, so where exactly are you studying at the moment?
Well, I'm studying with my teacher who have taught me for 12 years, is the same teacher from the beginning, you know. So when we were beginning, she taught me was like a cat, dog, and how what's your name, how are you, and now she guides me to the CPE level, and that's great. I think that's fantastic.
She must be very proud of you.
Well, she is. She really is. She says me and my friend, because I have a friend on the same level. That we are their best students, and she hopes that we succeed the CPE in the CPE exam.
So, how many people are there in your class with you?
In my language class, uh-huh. My English. Well, only me and my friend, because it's kind of private lessons.
Okay.
But what's more, my high school provides something what is called International Baccalaureate. Uh-huh. It's an IB program. And I'm not in this class. I'm not in this program. But my class has something that's called. It is a bilingual class, and that means that we have six subjects taught in English, completely in English, like chemistry, biology, mathematics, history, and it's all taught in English.
Okay. Do you think English is a difficult language to learn, or has it been a difficult language to learn?
Well, comparing to French or German, I think it's quite easy because there's nothing you have to put before the noun when you say it. It's called a pronoun, I guess, and both French and German have it.
Uh-huh. The lack of gender in the English language is quite useful, isn't it?
Yes, it's fantastic, you know, because you don't have to think about the gender of the object you want to speak about.
Do you think studying in a class with another person is the best way to study English, or do you think people can manage to do this on their own quite easily?
Well, basically, I prefer to do this on my own because I'm kind of individual. But honestly, I don't think that people can learn much when they have a whole bunch of people around them, and it's always like that you don't concentrate, you can't concentrate properly on what you're learning if someone is interrupting you. So I think that learning alone or completely by yourself is the better way.
That's sure. What area of work do you want to be involved in then when you finish your studies?
Well, my mom is a journalist, and I guess that I'm going to aim for being a journalist or some kind of publisher.
Okay.
because I like it. I like if I'm lucky, I could get into arts because I'm a singer in a blues band. And
okay.
I hope that we may succeed one day.
Well, thanks for the chance to have a chat. That's the end of our recorded interview, and Thanks very much.
Well, I thank you.
First of all, a big thank you to Yandre for agreeing to be recorded. I'm sure he'd appreciate any comments you would like to make on his talk. Starting with his ability to give full answers to questions, he certainly managed to do this, and we were able to have a very natural and enjoyable conversation. He often gave personal details to make his replies interesting and memorable. He used kind of very well when he wanted to make a vague, not too detailed point, such as the following.
Only me and my friend, because it's kind of private lessons. Basically, I prefer to do this on my own, because I'm kind of individual. I guess that I'm going to aim for being a journalist or some kind of publisher.
In the main, his English was very accurate, but can you spot the mistakes in these extracts?
I'm studying with my teacher who have taught me for 12 years. I'm studying with my teacher who have taught me for 12 years. Me and my friend, because I have a friend on the same level. Me and my friend, because I have a friend on the same level. Well, comparing to French or German, I think it's quite easy. Well, comparing to French or German, I think it's quite easy. I guess that I'm going to aim for being a journalist. I guess that I'm going to aim for being a journalist.
The corrections are not my teacher who have taught me, but my teacher who has taught me. Not a friend on the same level, it should be at the same level. Yandre said comparing to French or German, which should of course be compared to. And finally, aim for being a journalist should be aim to be a journalist. Okay, that's the end of this podcast. Come back soon for another splendid speaking episode.